This is Dakota Datebook for February 22nd. North Dakota is full of stories, and today's story is about plowing up a fortuitous fortune. In 1916, on a farm 6.5 miles north of Blaisdell, a hired man named Wallace Henkel chanced upon a small fortune in gold coins, silver coins, and paper money. Henkel was doing farm work on the Alfred Larson farm in Mountrail County. He was 22 years old and had traveled west from his former home in Colby, Wisconsin. He worked for Farmer Larson off and on, living nearby in Minot. When it was time for plowing stubble fields, Larson again hired Henkel. On the second day, as the plow upended furrow upon furrow, Henkel was startled from monotony by the unusual appearance of the dirt thrown up by the plowshare. Henkel kicked the clump of soil, and much to his astonishment, a number of gold and silver coins tumbled out. With trembling fingers, the plowman rubbed off the clinging dirt. The old silver and gold coins, dating from the 1880s and 1890s, had been underground for over 20 years. Excited by the glinting coins, Henkel suspected that more treasure might lay nearby. Lacking tools, his bare hands tore into the freshly turned soil. At a depth of 18 inches, Henkel unearthed a badly molded and decayed leather sack. Within the decomposed sack, he uncovered a thick roll of paper money in woefully corroded condition, but fully recognizable as currency. Fearfully, hired hand Henkel told no one about the treasure trove, concealing the cash and coins in a gunny sack suspended by a rope in a 30-foot-deep water well, far distant from any farm buildings. Henkel slept fitfully for a week, fretting lest someone filch his newly found riches. Finally, Henkel contacted his father in Wisconsin, who arranged to have the U.S. Treasury replace the rotted paper money. Experts deciphered the serial numbers to secure him about $5,000, along with $418 in gold and silver. It was on this date in 1917 that the Williston Graphic newspaper disclosed Wallace Henkel's mystifying story of accidental fortune. Henkel soon moved to faraway New York City, while neighbors brooded about how a wad of cash, sprinkled with coins, became buried in a lonely wheat field near Blaisdell. Some people believed it was hidden by robbers. Others imagined that a long-dead miser known as Old John Calkins entombed it there. No one will ever know. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.